part, you know, I was saying, like,
this obviously been a bad day for me.
We kind of, you know, that's
right, but there, I've got it figured out now.
It's
been a month. Yeah. It's real quiet, isn't it?
What was I going to tell you?
Oh, yeah, so they carried around these big wire recorders, you know, at first. And then there are a few recordings still in existence that were made on those wire recordings. You know, I mean, wire recorders. Then they must have been made during the 20s and 30s. And,
that far back?
Yeah, uh-huh. And they were asking these same questions.
Well, I'll tell you, the first recorder I ever had was a disc. It cut. I still got it. The mother tube's bad. It'll work, except I haven't been able to find a tube. It cut, you know, just a flat disc record, a blank record. And I got the, when the president announced the World War number two, you know, president, you know who I'm talking
about.
Yeah,
what's his name? Yeah. That one.
Yeah, I got him, and now they play that same recording, you know, when they're showing history on television. They got the same thing I got.
That is really a treasure.
Well,
you ought to give that to
but
the
I'll tell you, those records are deteriorating, and I don't know. They,
really?
But some of them are, some of them are not. I didn't try to preserve them.
Well, you know, those wire recordings, those old wire recordings, they wanted to keep those. And
did you ever hear the quality of one? What it sounded like?
I heard one transferred to tape, and it sounded terrible.
Oh, it did? I just wondered.
It sounded like it was just awful.
Well, mine was, it was pretty, it was almost natural.
Huh. That's great. Well, this might have just deteriorated, you know,
all
the years.
I still got this thing. I got 1938, I believe it was. And I used to record thunder. Play it back, and it sound just exactly like thunder. Scare my dog and everything. Turn the volume up on, you know. Play it through the radio, you know.
Well, look here. I'm telling you this, too.
Well, that's on the up and up. I can't imagine.
Okay, see, he's got this thing, the director.
Oh, somebody spends a lot of hard work.
Oh, yeah, he does. He has a bunch of people helping him, too, you know. He has this,
I
don't mean fine text.
The energy it takes.
Okay, now here's the Texas-Louisiana line right here. And he's had to extend this because he's gone further west in Texas than he planned to. But, like, he has these grids, and they're, like, five counties wide or something.
I see.
And he has to get a certain number of interviews in each county.
That's,
I mean, in each grid.
Yeah, well, I understand. He's not the county, but he groups it a certain way.
Uh-huh.
And I guess it looks like this is our group right here, isn't it?
Well, I think we're a little west of there. We're over right over
it's
here.
It's not on this map, and he has never...
This is the first one. This is back about 4 or 5 years ago when they were first getting it planned out, you know. And,
yeah, that's Louisiana. Yeah, it doesn't show the Texas map.
This is just part of Texas right there. And then this is the southern.
He's going to find a lot of difference here and a lot of difference there and a lot of difference here.
Uh-huh.
Because I've been, it's different people, different. Well, they just speak different.
Uh-huh.
And they're different in their attitudes, in their personalities, the way they.
And they, well, I did some interviewing down in, yeah, here's it, got it divided up into zones. It shows you, like there, the eastern zones, Florida and Georgia, and that's where. Georgia is where Emory University is, where the director is. His name is Petty.
You know, those people in Georgia and Alabama, they talk real long. Mama's sister, Mama's name was Sally, and she'd say, Sally. And I'm just here stretching their name, just taking and pulling way out. Sally. She did that, she never did change the style of her talk.
Uh-huh.
She talked long all over. She just bring it out like this. Every word, she just...
Isn't that something? Well, my husband's grandparents, here, there's Tennessee. Tennessee covers three of those zones. They live in Nashville, and they really talk.
Now, that's a southern accent, very pronounced there.
Mm-hmm.
Go up in New Jersey, like in Scurvy, them guys. I'd sit out, you know, for the north, I'd say, I'll tell you why y'all talk so fast. In the wintertime, it's so cold, you have to say it real fast to get back in the house, even freeze. They just talk. They speed their words, I guess.